Chapter 2. Liberation from Fear. As Nagarjuna's precious garland says, "Your life dwells among the causes of death, like a lamp standing in a strong breeze." The first Panchen Lama wrote a 17-stanza poem that many Tibetans use to focus their daily reflections on dying. The title of the poem is "Wishes for Release from the Perilous Straits of the Intermediate State, Hero Releasing from Fright." In order to be freed from frightful straits, such as being beset by robbers, thugs, or wild animals, you need a heroic and capable guide to save you. Similarly, to be liberated from the terror of illusory appearances while dying and during the intermediate state between lives, you need to practice the advice offered in this poem. It provides profound techniques for release from those fears. By reflecting on the poem, you learn how death occurs, knowledge that will be useful during the actual process. Dying is a time when the deeper levels of mind manifest themselves. Daily reflection also, therefore, opens the door to those states now. The poem contains a series of wishes to be used by any of us so that when death strikes, the mind will react in a virtuous way. Some seek to generate a powerful, virtuous motivation at the time of death to fortify and activate virtuous predispositions, which leads them to a favorable rebirth. Their goal is the attainment of a good transmigration into the next lifetime to continue their religious practice. Others, as we will see, seek to utilize the deeper levels of mind manifest during dying to achieve more advanced spiritual states. All practitioners aim to be of service to others. The first Panchen Lama's poem describes three levels of spiritual practice: for the most highly trained, for the middling, and for the least. These are in the form of wishing to be aware during the process of death, the state between lives, and rebirth. He speaks in detail about what you should do at each stage. You need to adopt an appropriate level of practice for the remainder of your life so that at the time of dying, you will move successfully through each stage. When death actually comes, if you are not used to this practice, it will be very difficult to succeed at any beneficial reflection. Therefore, now is the time to practice and prepare, while you are still happy and the circumstances of your life are in accord. Then, at the time of real need and pressure, there will be no worry. If, when you have time to hear, think, meditate, and ask questions, you do not make preparation, then on the last day, there will be no time, and you will be without protector or refuge, with nothing left but regret. It is better long before that time to institute a continuous practice of reflection on the process of death and the intermediate state between lives, imagining the steps so that they become familiar. This is very important, for then you can achieve success in keeping with your greatest capacity.